Managers usually don't enjoy telling their employees that they're doing a bad job, but it doesn't have to be a negative experience for you or your employees. Today on Working Smarter, we're going to talk about how to give employees feedback or information about how well they are working, honestly, and in a way that helps employees do better at their jobs. Before you give feedback, make sure you think very carefully about your goals for the conversation. The goal of giving feedback is to help improve someone's performance at work, not to complain or to make him or her feel bad. Of course, it's much easier to give feedback when you have employees who work well. You likely have many positive things to say, and you might not be able to think of even one thing they need to improve. That's great. However, you should always ask them what they think about their work. In other words, let them give feedback to you. An employee may want to improve in areas that you haven't noticed, or some may want to take classes to do their jobs better or to further their careers. Make a plan together. But what do you do when an employee is working pretty carelessly or completes his or her tasks too slowly? This can be a difficult process, even for experienced managers. Start with something positive. Your employees will feel more comfortable and will be open to what you have to say, which means they will listen to your ideas and suggestions. But don't go overboard and give too much positive feedback if there are many things that need to be changed. You need to have a clear message. And remember, don't be afraid to tell them what they aren't doing well. Give specific suggestions so they know exactly what they need to do. For example, say, "I want you to spend more time talking to clients. That way you'll know more about what they need and the company can better meet those needs." Later, follow up with your employees. That is, talk to them again to see if they are making changes or if they need more help. You should follow up a few days after your first conversation so your feedback is still fresh. If you use these ideas to give the right kind of feedback, all of your employees, good and bad, will do better at work and will feel better in the workplace. Your business will do better too.